Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A senior military official tells NPR that Israel has fired missiles at targets inside of Iran in response to Sunday's attack on Israel. Iran's Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian spoke with CNN Thursday before the reported strikes. He warned that an Israeli attack would trigger a harsh Iranian response, as heard here through an interpreter.
In Tehran, we have announced to the White House, sent a message to the White House and Washington, D.C., the administration, in which we reiterated that if the Israeli regime commits that grave error once again, our response will be decisive, definitive, and regretful for them.
Tensions in the region escalated a couple of weeks ago when a missile struck the Iranian consulate in Syria, killing two Iranian generals. Tehran blames Israel for the attack on the consulate. Ukraine's Prime Minister Zelensky is urging Congress to pass a $60 billion aid package for his country's fight against Russia. As NPR's Michael Levitt reports, Zelensky spoke to NPR about why the aid is so crucial.
Back in January, the Pentagon reported that nearly 40,000 weapons sent to Ukraine were unaccounted for, with Congress considering billions more in aid. Weapons tracking is among the list of concerns being raised by GOP lawmakers who opposed the package. However, in an interview with NPR's All Things Considered, the prime minister said the concern hasn't been raised by U.S. administration officials.
We have regular communication with inspector generals, and they never communicate about any problems with accountability and transparency of using United States equipment or weaponry.
He added that aid to Ukraine is not charity, but an investment in, quote, protecting global security. Michael Levitt, NPR News.
Opening statements could begin Monday in the criminal fraud trial of Donald Trump. 12 jurors and one of six alternates have been chosen. In Maine, the state legislature has passed several gun control measures 6 months after the worst mass shooting in the state's history. Maine Public Radio's Kevin Miller has details.
Maine has historically been tough territory for gun control advocates, given the rural state's gun culture. But politics have shifted here since a gunman killed 18 people in Lewiston last October. This week, the Democratic-controlled legislature voted to require background checks on advertised private gun sales and to ban so-called bump stocks. Representative Vicky Dudera said another bill requiring a 72-hour waiting period on gun purchases will help prevent suicides.
A waiting period to purchase a firearm, a period of time that can provide a cooling-off period for someone in crisis, can help save lives.
The bills now go to Democratic Governor Janet Mills, who is a moderate on gun issues. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Miller in Augusta.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. Starbucks has announced plans to use disposable cups containing up to 25% less plastic. The decision coming amid a boom in cold drink sales at the coffee chain. Starbucks has promised to reduce its use of plastic cups by half over by the year 2030. Kenya's military chief was among 10 people killed Thursday following a helicopter crash in the East African nation. Michael Koloki has details from Nairobi.
General Francis Ogola died after the military helicopter he was traveling in crashed shortly after it took off from a school field in the northwest of the country. Ogola had been visiting troops deployed in the region who were there dealing with recurring incidents of insecurity. In an address to the nation following Ogola's death, Kenya's President William Ruto described the general as a gallant officer who had died in the line of duty. Ruto added that the country will observe a three-day period of mourning beginning today. Ogola had served in Kenya's defense forces for almost four decades, having begun his service in the country's air force, where he trained as a fighter pilot. For NPR News, I'm Michael Koloki in Nairobi.
Lord, I was born a rambling man.
Allman Brothers guitarist and co-founder Dickie Betts has died at the age of 80. Betts was also the band's songwriter and composer who wrote and sang on the group's biggest hit, Rambling Man. Betts died Thursday at his home in Florida following a battle with cancer. Again, he was 80 years old. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are also lower. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.